Why?
Silver, I can't imagine why.
Maybe you don't count it nothing to have a real college doctor in reach and in our debt. Not you, John, with your head broke. Or you, George Merry, that had ague shakes upon you not 6 hours agone, eyes the colour of lemon peel.
Right.
And maybe, perhaps, you didn't know there was a consort coming, neither.
A what?
A rescue party. Which there is, and not so long till then. And we'll see who'll be glad to have a hostage when they arrive. And as for why I made a bargain with them over this place and in the first place, well, did you not all come crawling on your knees to me to make it? You that was all so downhearted that would have starved and died of fever back in the swamp.
Well, it's cozier than the swamp, certainly.
Shut up.
Though saving your miserable necks was the least part of the deal, this gent counted for far more.
What's that?
There. Read it yourselves, if you can.
Why?
Let me
looks like...
Yeah. Matt,
let me have a look.
Let me see.
Let me see. It's a map. It's in Flint's.
No, let me see.
No, let me. Let me.
Careful, don't rip it.
Who's in charge here?
He is.
No, he's not. Let me... Yes. Yes. Look. Here.
Let me see.
JF and a score below with a clovet to it. It's Flint's map, all right?
And the treasure's ours.
The treasure is ours.
Wait. It's mighty pretty, but how are we to get away with it? And us with no ship.
And who's got a more free letters to lose in that ship? Yours. And who's gone and got hold of the treasure map? And who does that make the better man? No, I resign. By thunder, elect whom you please to be your captain. I'm done with it.
No, Silver, you're our captain.
Yeah, you're captain.
Barbecue! Yeah. Barbecue forever!
Barbecue's
captain!
Barbecue!
So that's the tune, is it? Morgan, I reckon you'll have to wait another turn, friend. And now, shipmates, this black spot. Tain't much good now, is it? Dick's crossed his luck and spoiled his Bible, and that's about all.
God help me.
Now let's take a swig of rum and get some sleep. You, Morgan?
Yes, Jack.
You're on watch duty.
What?
Get out there and stay out there till dawn. And try not to overfeed them damned insects. It only encourages them.
Why the hell is it me as has got to...
Be glad it's as much revengefulness as I'm in the mood for tonight.
Go on, get out there.
Go on.
Here, Jim. Settle down. Oh, this pirating. It's a hard trade for an old sailor. With so much left behind. And so much still out of reach.
It was long ere I could close an eye. And heaven knows I had matter enough for thought in the man whom I had slain that afternoon. In my own perilous position. And above all in the remarkable game that I saw Silver now engaged upon. Keeping the mutineers together with one hand, and grasping with the other after every means to make his peace and save his miserable life. My heart was sore to think on the shameful gibbet that awaited him.
Ow! Ow! Get off the blood bugs! Oi! Silver! The lot of you, wake up! It's dawn! I've done my bloody shift! No bloody blood left in me with these bloody mosquitoes. Oh, that's right. Sleep on. You see if there's anything left of me by the time you get up for breakfast.
Hello there.
What's that?
Anyone awake in there?
What? Wake up! Wake up, all of you! Wake up in there! Enemy approaching!
No enemy. I come under flag of truce.
What's that? What is it, Watchman?
Blockhouse ahoy! It sounds like that damn doctor.
That damn doctor it is. Permission to come, as it were, aboard.
Top of the morning to you, Doctor. Shake up your timbers, lads, and help Doctor Livesey over the ship's side. Morgan?
Doctor? The doctor? What, the same doctor has put this cutler slash across my face just the other day?
Didn't make you no uglier than you was already, Jed Morgan. Go on, help him.
I'm quite capable of helping myself, thank you.
So long as you got breath left for absorbing the shock we got for you here.
Shock?
Surprise for you, sir. haven't we, Jim? A new boarder and lodger soon. Positive prodigal son and looking fit and taut as a fiddle. Slept like a supercargo, he did. Right alongside of John. Stem to stem we was, all night. Was we not, Jim?
Yes.
Jim Hawkins, is it? Our young renegade and runaway.
The very same Jim as ever was.
So I see. Looking well, Jim, for all your escapades.
I am, sir.
Indeed. Others here, however, may more fully warrant my attentions. Come, Silver. Let us overhaul these patients of yours.
Step inside, Doctor.
In safety?
We haven't killed the lad, have we?
It may be neither here nor there.
With my assurance, then, as captain and gentleman.
Silver!
Quiet.
What more assurance could this gentleman ask? Out of my way, Silver. Well, my friend, if ever any person had a close shave, it was you. Your head must be as hard as iron. And that fresh bandage ought to help hold it together a while longer. Now, as for you, George, how goes it? You're a pretty colour, certainly. Why, your liver, man, must be upside down. Did you take that medicine? Did he take that medicine, Dick?
Aye, sir. He took it, sure enough. I squeezed his nose and shoved it right down.
Well, I'm most enormously grateful, given that as a mutineer's doctor, or prison doctor, as I prefer to call it, I make it a point of honour not to lose a man for King George and the gallows.
The gallows?
You don't look so well, Dick, all of a sudden.
No.
Well, step up here and stick out your tongue.
Stick?
Come on, let me see it. My goodness. This tongue of yours, why, it's fit to frighten the French. Another fever.
There you go, Dick. That's what comes of spoiling Bibles.
That comes, Silver, of the lot of you being arrant asses.
Oh, does it now?
Indeed. And you're not having sense enough to know honest air from poison, and the dry land from a vile, pestiferous bog. Silver, I'm surprised at you.
I ain't no doctor, nor, in truth, no gentleman, nor even, frankly, no captain. No one ever gifted me no good name, no grand house, no education, nor fine profession. No chance at life any place but its rough and pestilential edges. And there, look at me. I fought my corner against things deadlier far against the man I am than mere fever.
Then perhaps I owe you a salute after all, Captain.
Perhaps you do.
But I've done enough in the way of onerous duties today already, except for one. I wish to talk with Jim Hawkins.
Let him talk to the devil first. Hawkins is our hostage, so we ain't giving this doctor no half a chance to steal him back.
I assure you.
I ain't taking no assurance off of you, Doctor. Not so long since you was trying to hack me to ribbons at that painting out there.
I recall the enmity as having been mutual.
Enmity? What kind of...
Silence! Hawkins?
Yes?
Will you give me your word of honour as a young gentleman? For a young gentleman you are, although poor born. Not to slip your cable.
I will. I do.
Then, Doctor, you just step outside of that stockade, and once you're there, I'll bring the boy down on the inside, and I reckon you can yarn through the spars. Good day to you, sir, and all our duties to the Squire and Captain Smollett.
Very well. I'll speak to you outside, Jim. Your good health, gentlemen.
What's your game, Silver?
My game.
Playing double. Is that it, lads?
Sorting a separate piece for yourself with that lot, maybe?
While the rest of us goes hang.
Or dies of the fever.
Maybe you've gone foolish with that fever of yours, Dick. You'd have me break the treaty. Our treaty. With them the very day we're bound to treasure hunting. And all thanks to this chart here that this very treaty gained us. You'd risk all that to stop the lad chatting 5 minutes to the doctor with a fence between them. You'd speak and look daggers, meanwhile, to the one man here who knows what he's doing.
No one's denying you know what you're doing. It's what that doing might amount to has got the rest of us fretting.
Then you must trust me and listen. It's us who'll break the treaty when the time comes. Until then, well, I'll gammon that doctor if I have to oil his boots with brandy. Come, Jim, I'll walk you out there. Well, this lot makes their cells useful and gets that fire lit.
Right.
Slow, lad, slow. That lot might round upon us in a twinkle of an eye if we were seen to hurry.
I think I know your game.
Oh, yes. Well, do me a favor and keep quiet about it. Doctor!
I'm here, Silver. Just the other side of the fence.
Being a doctor, you'll be good at taking notes?
I believe I am, yes.
The note is strict when the lad tells you I gone and saved his life. Is that not right, Jim?
I suppose.
The point being, Doctor, when a man's steering as near the wind as me, you wouldn't think it too much, mayhap, to give him one good word.
Dear me, Silver. You're as desperate as that.
It ain't just my life I'm playing catch-penny with. It's that boy's, too. Speak me fair, Doctor. Give me a bit of hope to go on.
Desperate, John. By my word, you're downright afraid.
No, no. I ain't no coward. No, not I. But I'll own up fairly. I've the shakes upon me for the gallows. You're a good man and true, one I'm sure will not forget what I done good any more than he'll forget the bad. I'll be good enough now to step aside, see here, and leave you and Jim alone.
Thank you, Silver. He's gone, Jim?
A little ways off, sir.
Good. So, Jim.
Sir?
Here you are.
Here I am.
Alive and well.
Yes.
In spite of everything.
I suppose.
Well, as you have brewed, so shall you drink. Heaven knows I cannot find it in my heart to blame you. But this much I will say, be it kind or unkind. When Captain Smollett was well, you dared not to have run off. And when he was ill and couldn't help it, by George, it was downright cowardly.
I thought I might have found you, Doctor.
Didn't find me, though, did you?
No.
Couldn't have looked very hard.
I found other things I thought needed doing.
Oh, yes?
Right or wrong, I did them. And I'm not sure they were so very cowardly.
Are you the best judge of that?
Didn't you run off yourself?
Run off? No. Never mind what I did. I'm wary of entrusting knowledge of that to one who's allied himself with pirates.
Allied? Doctor, I'm all but captured here. My life, why, my life's forfeit more than like with some of them in there. I should have been dead by now if Silver hadn't stood for me. And, Doctor, believe this, I can die. And perhaps I even deserve it, but what I fear is torture. If they come to torture me...
Jim, hush.
Doctor?
Stop whimpering like a woman. Whip over the fence this minute and we'll be off now.
I can't.
What?
I gave my word.
To them? I'll happily take that bridge on my shoulders. Stay here, I will not, cannot let you. Jump. One jump and you're out. We'll run for it like antelopes.
No. No, Silver trusted me. I passed my word and back I go. But, Doctor, you did not let me finish. I worry that if they come to torture me, I might let slip a word of where the ship is.
The ship?
Yes, Doctor. For I got the ship. I cut her loose. I boarded her. I steered her into the North Inlet. And I shot Israel Hands dead over it. And now she lies there on the beach and just below the high water.
Oh, Jim. Every step it's you that saves our lives. And do you suppose we're going to let you lose yours? You found out the plot. You found Ben Gunn, or by Jupiter. And talking of Ben Gunn...
Silver! Silver!
Yes, Doctor?
Come here.
I'm a-coming. I'm a-coming, Doctor.
I have a gift for you.
A gift?
The best I can give. Advice.
Oh, yes?
And the advice is, don't you be in any great hurry after that treasure.
Sir, the one hope I has of saving my life and that of young Jim is by finding that treasure.
Well, Silver, if that is so, I'll go one step further. Look out for squalls when you find it.
Squalls?
I've no right to say more. It's not my secret. But I'll go as far with you as I dare. And first, I'll give you a bit of hope, Silver. If we both get out of this wolf trap, I'll do my best to save you short of perjury. Meanwhile, keep Jim here close. And when you need help, halloo for it. I'm off. Goodbye, Jim.
Doctor!
Hush, Jim. I heard the doctor waving you to run for it, and I heard you say no. Saving my life like I saved yours. For the time being, at least. And now, Jim, you and me must stick close. Back to back, like. And let's see if we can't save our necks in spite of fate and fortune.
That's the breakfast, Silver. I'd get in here quick if I was you before the rest of them swallow it all down like cannibals.
Condemned men, Jim. Well, let's get us a hearty meal. My mate, it's lucky you have barbecue to think for you this year, Ed. I got what I wanted, I did.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, indeed I did. Sure enough, they have the ship.
Huh?
Silver!
What?
How'd you know that?
Know it. Intuition.
Ah. Indeed what?
The knack of reading other men like a book. Or a treasure map. That doctor weren't talking like no man doomed to starve to raw bones stuck on this island. Where they have the boat, I don't know yet. But once we hit the treasure, we'll have to find out and get ourselves the upper hand.
And the hostage? What about him?
Oh, that's his last talk. I dare say, with them he loves so dear. I'll take the lad on the line when we go treasure hunting. For we'll keep him like so much gold in case of accidents. Once we got the ship and treasure boat, why then we'll talk Mr. Hawkins over and give him his share for all his kindness.
Couldn't we just cut his throat and toss him overboard?
That would be more decent, Jack, when it comes to the split.
Decent? When this lad gone and chose our side of that paling out there, when he stuck with us, even though, I heard it myself, that damned doctor was trying to get him to jump straight over. This lad who's shown more nerve locking around this island than any other among us, my own self included. Why, he's a born pirate, he is.
Yeah.
A fearsome bloody captain himself one day, isn't that so, Jim? You wasn't born for the world of doctors nor squires, but for the wild world of men like ourselves. By the time we reach that treasure, there won't be a man here among us who'll doubt it. Hey, Jim?
I felt horribly cast down. Silver had still a foot in either camp. And there was no doubt he would prefer wealth and freedom with pirates to a bare escape from hanging, which was the best he had to hope for on our side. Nay, and even if he was forced to keep his faith with Dr. Livesey, what a moment that would have been when the suspicions of his followers turned to certainty, and he and I should have to fight for dear life against them. Add to this the mystery that still hung over the behavior of my friends, their desertion of the stockade, their cession of the chart, and the doctor's warning of squalls, and you will readily believe how little taste I found in my breakfast, and with how uneasy a heart I set forth behind my captors on the quest for treasure.
Treasure hunt, treasure hunt, dead man off on a treasure hunt.
We made a curious spectacle, all in soiled sailor clothes, and all but me armed to the teeth, some carrying picks and shovels, Captain Flint perched and gabbling upon Silver's shoulder. I had a line about my waist and followed obediently after the sea cook, who held the rope. For all the world, I was led like a dancing bear. We straggled to the beach, where the two jolly boats awaited us.
Dig for gold and dig out your grave. Dig deep as you like, your soul won't be saved.
Don't the bloody bird never shut up.
Davy, don't lock her the fiery pit of hell. Wet or dry, it's all the same. Both will swallow you just as well. Only a coward would cry.
It's just her sense of humor. I'd have thought you'd be used to it by now. Now, let's take another look at this chart.
Red Cross is right there. Stands to reason we head right for it.
Right for it, eh?
Well, why not?
Why not? Take a look. That cross is marked on the map so big it must cover half a mile of ground. Which few inches of that half mile would you dig first?
Well, I'm only saying.
This note on the back might help us more. Jim, you got the gift of reading? Here, read that out.
Tall tree, he says. Spyglass shoulder bearing a point to the north of north-northeast.
There, below.
Skeleton Island, it says. East, south, east, and by east 10 feet.
What do we take from that, lads?
Look out for a tall tree. To take our measures from there.
What do you see looking over there? General direction of that Red Cross.
The two hills. The highest one, the Spyglass, just across from it, Mizzenmast Hill.
And between?
The plateau.
Plateau covered in trees.
Yeah. Damn tall, some of them. Right. What do you think of that one? 40 feet above the others?
That's the one!
But look, one over there taller still. And another there.
50 feet taller than the others.
Oh, that's it! That's it!
That's one!
There's a lot of trees up there. A lot of them damn tall. Why don't we get up there and close before we decide which one we're taking a compass reading? Come on, into the boats.
Come on, lads.
It's that one, I bet you.
Silly fools, silly fools. Go to your graves, lads. Silly fools.
We rowed the boats to the mouth of the second river, that which runs down a woody cleft of the Spyglass, and thence began to ascend the slope towards the plateau. A good way behind the rest, Silver and I followed. I tethered by my rope, he ploughing amid the sliding gravel.
Careful!
Don't kill us, you silly old fools. We're dead. Sort it up.
Here, hold on to me.
Jim, you're a useful pair of hands to have around.
Cut his throat and toss him overboard.
Quiet you. I've heard enough.
My God, look. Look, it's a dead end.
What?
Look. Here, quick.
What in the name of... Silver? Silver!
Silver!
What's that?
He can't have found the treasure. Why, they ain't at the top yet. And they ain't halfway bright enough to do it without us.
Oh, they found something. Well, let's get up there.
Ooh, well, I ain't touching it.
You found it.
Well, it found me. I was just looking at this great ruddy tree and that thing caught hold of me. Oh. I can feel it still.
What is it, lad? What have you found?
Take a look. Down here.
Get out of my way and let me see.
Move away.
You won't like it. If ever I saw an omen I didn't like, it staring at me right there.
What?
Staring what with?
With bare blank nothing. That's what's got me shivering.
It's nothing needs shivering over. It's just a...
Just a what? Let me...
There, you see. Just a skeleton.
A skeleton?
Lying there. Nothing on it but a few rags and some creeper.
Indeed. Been there a while.
Must have been a seaman.
You think?
Here, have a feel at these rags.
Don't touch it.
Shut up. Good sea cloth, however much it's rotted.
Well, I wouldn't expect to find no bishop or dowager duchess a rotten in a place like this.
Well, why is he lying like that?
What do you mean, Jim?
In a straight line.
Eh?
Look, the whole skeleton stretched to full length. Feet and legs pointing straight this way, arms and hands pointing directly that way. If a man falls dead in this undergrowth, how likely he'd land in that position? Arms stretched above his head like a diver.
And them skeleton hands pointing directly towards Skeleton Island.
I'll be damned.
In your own good time, Morgan. Meanwhile, I've taken a notion into my own numbskull. Here, Dick. Here's the compass. There's the tip-top point of Skeleton Island, sticking out like a tooth over there. Just take a bearing, will you? Along the line of them bones. Quickly, man!
One moment, please. My hands are still shaking.
Well, you'd be a lot of use on a rough sea.
Quiet! Hush! Hush! East, southeast, and by east.
I thought so! The skeleton's a pointer. Right up there is our line for the Pole Star and the Jolly Dars.
This is one of Captain Flint's jokes, isn't it?
I'll say. Him and his gang of six were alone here. He killed them every man. And this one he hauled here and laid down by compass. Long bones. And the hair's been yellow. Aye, that would be Allardyce. You mind Allardyce, don't you, Morgan?
I do mind him. He owed me money, and he took my knife ashore with him.
Speaking of knives, why don't we find his lying round? Flint wanted the man to pick a seaman's pocket, and the birds, I guess, would leave it be.
There ain't a thing left here. Not so as I can see. Not a copper doit nor a baccy box.
It don't look natural to me.
No, by gum it don't. Great guns, messmates. But if Flint was living, this would be a hot spot for you and me. Six they were, and six are we. And bones is what they are now.
Dead? Aye. Sure enough, Flint's dead and gone below. Seen him laid out myself. Penny pieces on his eyes. But if ever spirit walked, it'd be Flint's. He died bad, did Flint. Raging and hollering for the rum. Singing too. 15 men were his only song, and I never rightly liked to hear it since.
Come. Stow this talk. Flint's dead and he don't walk. Leastways he won't walk by day, and you may lay to that. Come, let's fetch ahead for them doubloons. Come.
Flint's dead. Rot his head. Oh, Flint's dead.
We started certainly, but in spite of the hot sun and the staring daylight, the pirates no longer ran separate and shouting through the wood, but kept side by side and spoke with bated breath. The terror of the dead buccaneer had fallen on their spirits, partly from the damping influence of this alarm, partly to rest Silver and the sick folk. The whole party sat down as soon as they had gained the brow of the ascent.
All right, boys. Let's rest here. Get some breath back into us.
The spot commanded a wide prospect. Before us, over the treetops, we beheld the cape of the woods, fringed with surf. Behind, we not only looked down upon the anchorage and Skeleton Island, but a great field of open sea to the east. Sheer above us rose the spyglass, here dotted with single pines, there black with precipices. The very largeness of the view increased the sense of solitude.
Dick, hand us that compass. Quick, lad.
Here you go.
And thank ye. Now, let's see. There are three tall trees about in the right line from Skeleton Island. Spyglass shoulder, I'll wager, means that lower point there. Why, it's child's play to find the stuff now.
I don't feel sharp, Jack. I'm thinking of Flint, I reckon it is. He were an ugly devil.
Won't deny that.
Blue in the face he was, Dick.
Blue?
That was how the rum took him. Blue. Well, I reckon he was blue. And the way he would sing out that wretched song.
50 men on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho.
Oh, my God, it's him! Listen! The Flint's ghost!
Oh, Lord, help us!
Come! Ghost or no ghost, this won't do. Stand by to go about, all of you.
But Silver!
This is a rum star, and I can't name the voice, but it's someone Skylark. Someone that's flesh and blood, and you may lay to that. Now listen, we're going to...
What now?
Darby McGraw! Darby McGraw! Damn it all! Fetch up the rum, Darby!
It was Flint's last word, Silver! His last above four, that is!
I was there!
That fixes it. Let's go.
Stand where you are, or I'll pin you there with my cutlass.
Oh, where's my Bible? I gotta pray.
Shipmates, listen, shipmates. I'm here to get that stuff. I'll not be beat by man nor devil nor apparition. I never was feared of Flint in his life, and by the powers, I'll face him dead. The £700,000, not a quarter of a mile from here. When did ever a gentleman of fortune show his stern to that much dollars for fear of a boozy old seaman with a blue mug? And him dead, too.
Lay there, John. Don't you cross a spirit.
Spirit? Well, maybe. But there's one thing not clear to me. Did you hear it? An echo.
Huh?
No man ever seen a spirit with a shadow. Hey? Hey? Well, then, what's a ghost doing with an echo to him? That ain't in nature, surely.
What? An echo?
I heard it.
What? Hey.
You've had upon your shoulders, John, and no mistake. Come to think of it, it was sort of like Flint's voice, but maybe not just so clear away like it. It was like her somebody else's voices, like, it were almost like her,
Ben Gunn.
What's that?
By the powers, Ben Gunn.
Aye, aye, and so it were. Ben Gunn, it were.
But Ben Gunn's not here in the body anymore, Flynn.
Aye.
Oh, no.
Why, no one never ran scared of Ben Gunn. Dead nor alive, no one minds him.
Come on, shipmates. Shoulder them tools and let's get on after that treasure. What do you say?
So I say to hell with Ben Gunn. Hear that, Ben? To hell with you. Come on.
To hell. Don't the good books say something about spirits from hell?
I told you, Dick. I told you you had spoiled your Bible. If that book there's too spoiled to swear by, what do you suppose a spirit would give for it?
Oh, God. They'll drag me to the pit along with them. The spirits. The spirits.
Silver, I think the fever the doctor talked about, I think he's took a hold of him.
Well, he can keep up or drop dead as his choice. But Jim, the treasure's just ahead, and I ain't dragging a heel on this one leg, worrying about some whelp of a sailor sick with Bible reading. Of all useless things, there's three trees over there, three at least, are catching at my eye. And they're the one thing worth reading hereabouts. And I'm asking you, will you help this old salt get there quick as he's a mind to? Heave up, or I'll drag you every inch.
Is it? Jack, what's that damn compass say? Jack!
First it's that tree, then it's this one.
Yeah.
Do we, any of us, know what we're chasing up here other than our own damnation?
Oh, my pipe down, or I'll damn you with a kick in the teeth. Silver, what do you think?
No. Tain't the right compass bearing.
What? You sure? We're running out of big bloody trees.
It's that one.
What?
Over there, look at it. What do you reckon, lads? 200 feet high, trunk wide as a house, plenty of shadow underneath.
Sure enough, size of that thing, you could see it far out to sea, east and west. Good sailing mark for someone drawing up a chart.
Boys, there's £700,000 waiting for us in the shadow of that.
Then why ain't we all digging over there already? Let's go, lads. My shares are reduced. Dick, come on. What do you say?
What do I say? Hallelujah!
Off you go, boys. Off you go. Damn it. They'll have it all dug up before I've limped this old carcass of mine halfway near. Come along, Jim. Jim! Do I have to drag you?
What?
What are you thinking of, Jim? The treasure's right over there.
I was thinking of Captain Flint.
Flint?
Flint with his blue face killing 6 men right here, all for the sake of that money over there.
Jim, lad! Men in our line of trade don't get to hang on to money without they're prepared to fight for it. And fight hard. Pirate ain't got the whole world on his side like a squire has.
And you? How hard will you fight?
How hard? With it right over there, after hobbling all this way on one leg and a crutch, I'll fight hard.
And what about your treaty?
What?
With the doctor and the others.
Jim, you think after the life I've lived, the shipmates I've seen sentenced to the end of a rope, I could trust my fate, my fortune? Now I finally got a fortune. To mend the likes of them. To anyone. I've earned this, Jim. I've earned a safe and swift sail home on the good ship Hispaniola. Nothing hanging over me but the thought of the woman I'm sailing home to. That woman with her skin like a black jewel. Who deserves to drown in gold. And will. And you'll help me to get to that ship wherever you've hid her. And anyone that thinks to hold us back, well... Flint was never half so fierce as me when real money was near.
And you trust me?
With my life. Seeing as how you ain't got no way off this island without you trust me with yours. You see, Jim, we're bound together by something tighter than this rope. You ain't been knotted to another soul like this, I don't doubt, since you voyaged in your mammy's belly. The man I'll make of you, lad. The places we'll sail. The treasures we'll find. The throats we'll cut to keep it ours. Come on!
Here it is. Found here. What do you see? Where is it? Found here in the shadows. There's something. Silver, there's... What?
Oh, God.
No.
You see something, lad? You see it? What have you found? Out of my way. Let me see, let me see. I'm the captain here, remember. It's for me to...
What is it, boy?
Silly old fools. Silly old fools. Dug your grave, you silly old fools.
What is it? What does it look like? A hole. A great big bloody hole in the ground.
Old hole.
What?
Look at it. All falling in at the sides. Grass growing at the bottom. This wasn't dug out yesterday.
What are those down there?
Them? Boards torn off packing cases.
Walrus.
Pardon?
On the side of them broken boards, branded in. Walrus.
Which was the name of...
Of Captain Flynn's ship, long ago.
So, a broken pick, some old boards, bit of grass and dirt. And that's it, far as I can see.
So you mean... You mean there's no... No.
That's right, Dick. No bloody treasure. £700,000? It ain't here, is it? Silver?
What?
Pieces of eight. Pieces of eight. Pieces he ate. Pieces of eight.
The treasure, Silver. The treasure you had us all risk our necks searching for. Where is it?
There. There, it must be there. Get in that pit and dig. Go on, the lot of you.
There's nothing there, Silver. It's gone.
You're telling me you sailed and fought and trudged all this way, and now you ain't got the gumption to dirty your hands for a minute or two? Fine, then. But if there still is something buried down there, you ain't got no claim on it with clean hands.
Says who?
Says your captain. Your captain still. Your captain so long as there's dirt down there and we don't know what's in it.
If there's nothing down there, then let's get it found. Come on!
Oh, Lord, we're digging straight to hell.
Come on, the rest of you. Down here and dig. Throw them boards out the way and dig. Dig!
You, Jim.
What?
Take this.
What?
Pistol.
Pistol?
Stand by for trouble.
You're changing sides again.
Shh! It's the same damn side it ever was. John Silver's side. Only side around here you might survive on.
Here you go, Silver.
What's that?
Treasure!
Eh?
Take a look, lads. A 2-guinea piece.
Two guineas?
2 guineas. 2 guineas.
2 guineas.
Worth.
That's what your £700,000 boils down to, is it?
Lord.
You're the man for bargains, Silver. You're him that never bungled nothing, or so you told us.
Right. Keep digging, boy.
Keep digging.
You'll dig your way to some pig nuts, and I shouldn't wonder.
Pig nuts?
Mates, do you hear that? I tell you now, that man there knew all along the kind of treasure as was lying here. Look in the face of him. You see it right there.
That's true.
Aha, Morgan, standing for captain again. You're a pushing fellow, to be sure.
I trust him of a sudden more than I trust you, Silver. What say the rest of you?
I says... I'm sick of grovelling in this empty hole on your command, Silver.
Yeah.
What say you, boys?
I say let's climb out of this hole and find ourselves a new cap.
Coward!
Step back, Jim. Then stand your ground. And keep a nice gentle figure on that trigger. Well, lads, it's two of us and five of you. And you're the ones look wary of the odds. Maybe you know me better than you let on.
The odds, men, think on it. Five of us, two of them. One, the lying old cripple that blundered us down to this. And the other, that cub that I mean to have the heart of. Oh, them odds don't scare me. They get me downright excited.
Yeah. Let's just kill them and get it done.
Yeah. That's sound enough for me. All right, boys. Yeah. On my command.
Right.
And remember, what gets ripped out of that boy's guts counts as my trophy.
Then I'll know who to shoot first.
Boy, you won't shoot as fast as I...
Where the...
Run, boys! Who in the name of...
Shots came from over there.
Well, I could hardly have shot this blackened pedder myself, mind you. Morgan!
Silver! Help, I'm hit.
Not hard enough, shipmate. Not quite hard enough. There. Now you're hit.
Silver!
Jim, come with us.
Doctor?
That old Abe Gray and...
Ben Gunn?
Ahoy, ahoy, dead man coming aboard.
Drop your weapons, Silver. Surrender.
Surrender, sir. I'm on your side.
If you're on our side, then come with us. Fast as that one leg will carry you. We must head them off before they reach the boats.
Ah, looky here, me old pickaxe. That will be handy.
It will indeed. Grab it and keep up. Come on, Jim.
Hey, Doctor, wait for me. See there, no, ain't no hurry. I bet you. No hurry.
No hurry. No hurry.
There they go, Doctor! Over there!
Oi, oi, them silly fools! Off to climb the mizzen mast, are ye? Like goats! Old Ben Gunn'll eat a supper. Chomp, chomp, crunch, crunch.
Quiet, Ben, quiet.
They're heading back the same way we came.
Didn't I not tell ye? Panic. Blind panic. Not a brain between them now Morgan's laid dead. Not a brain nor a sense of direction without me to lead them. And can you not see down there?
Yes. Yes, I see. Suddenly we're between them and the boats.
Yeah, which means, and forgive me, you know, an old one-legged man, all of us to boot, can catch our breaths back for a moment, no?
For a moment, yes.
Thank you kindly, Doctor. You came in a boat, Nick, I guess, for me and Hawkins.
For Hawkins, yes. Your dubious hide was somewhat less of a priority.
Well, it's fine to be among friends, certainly. How are we, Abe?
Me? Alive. Which is nice.
And if it ain't me old shipmate, Ben Gunn. How are we, Ben?
Ben? Ben? Ben Gunn, that's me. Yes, yes, me.
It's John Silver, Ben. Barbecue.
Barbecue? Yes, yes. I have to live off goats, I have. Goats and grapes and not a bit of cheese. Not for 3 years. Try to cook them. Easy just to eat them raw. How do, Mr. Silver? Pretty well, I thank ye, said you.
Oh, Ben, to think of the situation you put me in.
Me? Me? I ain't done nothing. I swear, shipmate, I...
Ben Gunn here's been the hero in all of this from beginning to end.
A hero? Him?
Let's get down to those boats before they do. And I'll tell you how much of a hero he is. Here's the boats. Give me that pickaxe of yours, Ben.
Pick? Oh, yes, here.
Thank you. I'll break up one of the boats and we can take the other one ourselves round to the North Inlet. And while I'm doing this, you can tell them, Ben, what you dug up with this pickaxe and the hero you made of yourself generally. Come, Gray. Give me a hand.
Yes, sir.
Hero? Hero? I ain't no hero. A maroon, that's me. Marooned here 3 long years. In them 3 long years, I managed to see to find that skeleton, the pointing, and the treasure beyond. I dug it up with this here pickaxe, found Flint's treasure, carried it away. Such a weight of carrying it took. So many trips, days, weeks...
Hid it in a cave up there, on that two-pointed hill. It's been stored there safely for a few months at least.
Months, years, goats, grapes, hard to count, keep track.
As for you, Jim, when I realized this morning you were to be involved in the disappointment I had prepared for Silver and his men, well, in spite of all your insubordination, stubborn affections intervened. So I hastened to Gunn's cave, where the others were waiting. We left the squire guarding Captain Smollett, and then hurried after you.
We sent Gunn on ahead, fleet of foot, and knowing the land like those goats he's been eating, to head them off and win us what delay he could.
They thought it was Captain Flint's ghost.
Ghost? Yes, ooh. Old blue-faced Flint burbling up his last breath. Damn it all, fetch after rum. I hear it still, that noisy death of his echoing in my mind. Fetch after rum. Could I not see from where I was hid how frit they all was, them as could remember?
I could remember. But I could remember you likewise, Ben.
Me? Me? I don't remember me.
At any rate, he unnerved you long enough for myself and Gray to catch up and ambush you.
Yeah. We're fortunate I had Hawkins as my comrade in arms. Without him, I dare say you'd have let old John be cut to bits.
I dare say, Silver. And I dare say if I had any real sense, I'd be leaving you here for the others to catch up with. But whether through rank, sentimentality, or the need for as many rowing arms as we can muster, I'm telling you to get in this second boat and help us row, fast as we can, round to wherever young Jim here has hidden the Hispaniola.
I'll show you just where it is.
How much further do you reckon, Jim?
About another 3 miles.
Sounds about right. But there's the two-pointed hill.
And there, look, sir, there's old Ben's cave. And a ghost in front of it.
What?
That's no ghost. That's Squire Trelawney, doing his guard duty like a good soldier. I suggest we give him 3 cheers, to let him know we're not ghosts ourselves. All together, hurrah!
Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah!
Hurrah! Hooray! Hooray! Drop dead, you dirty bugger!
By God, he's waving the white flag!
It's a white handkerchief, I think. I hope. He's still learning the ropes, as you sailors say.
Fine fellow, the Squire. I've always been fond of him.
Oh, yes? For a time, it looked as if you'd fondly consign us all to the shallowest of graves.
Well, sir, the bullets and the sword strokes was flying both ways, as I recall.
As do I. And I recall my own positive pleasure in flinging a few of them.
And there, I always think, lies the pleasure of our little trade. Ain't no hierarchy to the thing. One man's got as much right to kill another as has any of his fellows.
Yes, Silver. You'll notice I'm not rowing with my back to you. Keep us rowing in the right direction, Jim.
I will.
That's our direction, not Silver's, you understand?
I understand.
But I'm not turning my back on you either. Not just yet.
No, Doctor.
There she is!
3 miles farther, just inside the mouth of North Inlet, what should we meet but the Hispaniola, cruising by herself?
By God! She's got a life of her own!
Last tide must have lifted her.
Blessed it is. The wind's mild and the current soft, or we'd never have found her.
We found her stranded beyond help.
Don't look much amiss, sir. Mainsail's a mess. Otherwise,
Well, let's get aboard and get her anchored before she sails back to Bristol without us. Pull!
Another anchor was got ready and dropped. We all rowed round again to Rum Cove, the nearest point for Ben Gunn's treasure house.
Here they come, Captain. And they got hold of... Yes, they have. Young Hawkins. For better or worse. And who's that behind him? My God. It's the devil himself.
Hello there, Trelawney. We return, more or less, in triumph.
So I see. More or less.
We retrieved and anchored the Hispaniola. Sent Gray back in the gig to keep a night watch.
Yes. There might still be a vagabond or two about.
Look at that fat old fool. Hurrah!
Delight to see you again, Squire. Even stood outside a spiderish old cave on the mountainside, you look as much the gentleman as if it were a country house.
I wish I could say I was as enthused by the sight of you, Silver.
Oh, I'm modest, sir, where the enthusiasm of my social betters is concerned.
I would have a positive enthusiasm for seeing you dance at the end of a rope, if one-legged men can dance.
Now, Trelawney, Silver shot at least one man, we'd have had to shoot ourselves. and kept him clear of being eviscerated by his cohorts, and pulled a good oar to boot. So we've agreed not to execute him, unless he gets distinctly less agreeable.
I see. Well, let me hang him verbally, at least. John Silver.
Sir.
You are a prodigious villain and impostor. A monstrous impostor, sir. I am told I am not to prosecute you. Well, then, I will not. But the dead men, sir, hang about your neck like millstones.
Great men. Bold men. Men of urge and greed. Don't they just breed dead men wherever they go? Isn't that their calling in life, however high or low-born? Can they help themselves? And the voyage here, Squire, it was your charter, not mine.
Why, you... Shot him! Shot him for a stinking squab!
Squire.
And what do we do it for, Squire? Men like you and me. A thing we call treasure. Meaning we never quite know what. For it wouldn't be treasure if we could count it in advance. And the things in this world you can count in advance, well, they're never quite enough for a certain kind of man. Though the treasure's never treasure enough. You have treasure here, I understand.
We have, yes. Held safe against the likes of you.
I ain't quarreling over that. I never yet found a treasure worth the pain. Which is why I always kept looking for the next one. Except for one treasure. And that treasure wasn't counted in coins. And I'd like at least a look at this one, if you don't mind, sir.
Well, I think we've all earned a look at the treasure, don't you, Trelawney?
Come through. All of you.
Treasure! Treasure! Dirt and treasure! Dirt and blood and treasure!
Whoa, this is a sweet-smelling hole you found yourself, Ben.
Smell? Smell? I don't know no smell.
Yes. Do watch your feet. The mess on the floor is from the bats hanging above your head.
Oh.
Don't worry, Jim. It'll be another hour or two before they're flying about with any real enthusiasm.
Is that Jim Hawkins?
Captain Smollett?
Aye, so, but alive, you...
Captain?
Alive. You look alive.
I am, I think.
Astonishing, given the company you've been keeping. That you, Silver?
It is, Captain. Nice to see you in one piece.
I'm sure you're overjoyed, John.
One piece of you's enough for me, Captain.
I dare say. What brings you back here?
Duty, sir.
Duty to what? Your own selfish hide? As in keeping it limping round a little while yet.
After all I've been through, fought through, Captain, I feel I got a duty to myself to at least get a look at this treasure.
Why? There it is. All of it. Heaped in them shadows there, like so many mossy old rocks.
Rocks? Look at it, lad. Look at it. Coins. Sacks and heaps and hillocks of coins. And all them gold bars so neatly piled. Oh, let me get off this wretched crutch and down on one knee and run it through my fingers like warm and glinting water, like silk and lace on the back of my bride.
Treasure, treasure, Silver's heart rots with treasure.
Get off me, bird.
I have an eye on you, Silver. As the vanquished party, it's none of it yours.
The sight of it's mine. The sight and the feel, for this moment at least. Oh, look, Jim. Dip your hands. Weigh it. Sift it. Study it. Strain your eyes and ache your heart at the beauty of it all. Did you ever see such a wealth within your grasp, yet out of your reach?
I recall the coins old Billy Bones had back at the Admiral Benbow.
Oh, yes. Well, them coins was part of these coins once.
Small part. Such a small part. I never saw anything like this.
All the coins of the world is here, look. English, French, Spanish, Portuguese, Georges, Louis, doubloons, double guineas, moyadors and sequins, and pictures of all the kings of Europe for hundreds of years.
What are these?
Oh, them's from the East, from China and beyond. See the writing?
It's writing.
Wondrous, beauteous, artful writing that's pictures at the same time.
It looks like wisps of string or spider's web.
It's a whole world stamped on a coin. Sail out one day, Jim, and see that world for yourself.
And these? Round and square? Holes in the middle?
Why, you slide a string through and wears one or several round your neck like jewelry.
I've heard savages do that.
Savages? My wife does that.
Oh.
And she ain't no savage. Oh, you should see her, Jim. None of this is anything to her. This? What's this but a great heap of autumn leaves slowly rotten, set against the substance of her? And right now she's even further out of reach.
That's enough, you vagabond cripple. Enough of your blarney and your black-a-sin wife. This money and gold needs counting and sorting and transporting to the ship.
The work of several days, I don't doubt. It's a mile's walk to the beach and 3 miles rowing to the Hispaniola, with the surviving mutineers still lurking out there somewhere in the undergrowth.
Then I suggest we get started. Silver, you can do your bit with the counting, as recompense for all the trouble you've caused us elsewhere. And you too, Jim.
Jim?
What? Yes, count the money.
Yes, Jim. Let's do it, shall we, rather than talk about it?
Count it all.
Sorry?
How many lives?
Lives?
Does it cost? 17 from the Hispaniola, is that right?
I think, yes, I'll need to...
And how many before that?
Before?
Captain Flint's hand, and before that. How much blood and sorrow? How many ships scuttled, cannons fired, and planks warped? How much shame and lies and cruelty? And for what?
For what you see. Golden money. They always smell a little, Jim.
Like grand men and rogues, Jim. You'll have to get used to it.
Enough philosophy. Get counting.
The work was pushed on briskly. I was kept busy all day in the cave, packing the minted money into bread bags. Grey and Ben Gunn came and went with the boat, while the rest, during their absences, piled treasure on the beach. Two of the bars, slung in a rope's end, made a good load for a grown man. Day after day, this work went on. By every evening, a fortune had been stowed aboard. But there was another fortune waiting for the morrow.
Is that you up there, Jim?
Yes, it's me. Doctor?
What another day of lugging Flint's gold down a mountain and lugging myself back up has left of me. What are you doing out here in the dark?
Keeping watch, listening to them, down there.
Yes, Jim. I hear them too. The last of our mutineers.
By heaven, Doctor, you'd have thought they'd have drunk the rum dry by now.
Perhaps they have. It's as likely to be the fever or the blank fear of being stranded forever on this wretched island.
Pressure's a large, sir, to you and me.
If I could be sure it was fever and fever alone, what could the doctor in me do but leave this camp and, at whatever risk to my own carcass, take them the assistance of my skill?
It ain't the fever. It ain't the rum. Not truly. It's like young Dick down there is shouting about. The devil. The devil that's in any man who goes chasing his fortune someplace he don't belong. The devil that a place like this strips raw. That's what's dancing in the firelight down there. Go down there, Doctor, and it'll dance with you so you won't be walking up here again.
Thank you for your advice, Silver. Practical and theological.
I'm on your side now, sir.
Oh, yes?
Hand and glove. And I shouldn't wish for to see the party weakened nor yourself lost, seeing as I know what I owes you. But these men down there, they ain't men like your friend here.
There's no one quite like you, Silver.
No, there ain't.